Thank you. I think I can clarify this, but I must say I'm a slight advantage. I have a slight advantage because this provision is, as Mr. Freise said, directly copied from the German commercial code, so I know it a bit more. We're talking about different objections here. So the objection that is in the beginning of the that long sentence is an objection against the a claim based on the consignment bill. But then the objection under letter C is an objection against the same person, the person claiming from the consignment note, but it's from a different legal relationship. So you have two objections here. So for example, the carrier under the consignment bill is obliged to deliver the goods to person X, but at the same time, the person X owes the carrier, let's say, €1 million. Then the consignor, then the carrier can say, "I won't deliver the goods. I will retain them. You have the consignment note, but you owe me money, so I retain the goods and do not deliver the goods." This is the kind of objection which is meant under letter C, a direct, an objection which, yeah, has, which exists completely separate from the consignment bill. And so it's actually correct to have objection twice here. But in order to avoid confusion, it may indeed be useful to use the term then object to, because then it's perhaps more clear that we have different kind of objections coming from different legal relationships. Thank you.